at this time and a little bit later on this morning. If you use the YouVersion Bible app, the instructions really simple. There's a thing called live. Search for a live event, and Sunday morning at Lakeshore Church of Christ is where you'll find scriptures and some of the thoughts related to our lessons today. And I want to direct our minds for the Lord's Supper. Scripture in the book of John, chapter 12, and verse 32, which says, and Jesus was speaking, if I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all peoples to myself. This he said, signifying by what death he would die. If you're doing the daily Bible review, you might know that we are coming right down to the end of the life of Jesus. We've been on this long journey through the year, and today is the record of the Roman trial of Jesus. Pilate cowardly sentences him to die on the cross. And tomorrow we'll read about the crucifixion, then the next day the resurrection. After that, Sandy is going to take us through the book of Acts and some of the epistles. And so it's a great time to jump into the study if anybody wants to join us. But right now we're at that most precious moment, you know, in the entire Bible story, what the whole Bible story is all about, Jesus' death on the cross. And that's what the Lord's Supper, which we're about to observe, is all about, remembering Jesus' death on the cross. John chapter 12, Jesus said, if I'm lifted up from the earth, and that's a way of describing crucifixion, being nailed to a cross and lifted up from the earth. He said, I will draw all people to myself. And again, this was signifying his death on the cross. It's really an interesting statement there in verse 32. It's like there's this magnetic power in the cross. He says, if I'm lifted up, I will draw all people. There's something about Jesus on the cross that's irresistible, that draws us to him. And what it is if we just think about who he is and how innocent he was and the fact that he was the Son of God and that he loves us so much. You know, that someone loves me that much that they are willing to die for me. How can you not be drawn to something like that? There's a power in the cross when we see it clearly and we realize what Jesus did. How can we not, you know, be brokenhearted over our sins? And how dare we want to do anything that would displease him? No one loves us like Jesus does. Now, there's people who are kind to us and do good things, but nobody loves you like Jesus does. He knows everything we've ever done, everything we've ever thought. And yet he thinks so much of us, he was willing to be nailed to the cross and to die there for our sins. He says, if I'm lifted up, I will draw all people to myself. You know, if we're thinking clearly, we can't, you know, reject that cross. We're drawn to it. This is what I think is most beautiful about Christianity, that it contains this story and this example of love. You think about all the other world religions, Islam, you think about Judaism, you think about Buddhism, Hinduism. They don't have a cross. This is what's unique about Christianity. The Son of God died on the cross, gave his life, loved us that much. And that's what's beautiful. That's what draws us to Christianity, I think, when we realize that this is really what it's all about, that God loves us this much. I want to give an example. Go to the book of Luke chapter 9. If you'd like to turn your Bible, Luke chapter 9 and verse 51, beginning. It's a story when Jesus was making his way towards Jerusalem where he would eventually die. And he came to a city of Samaria, and they rejected him. They did not believe in him. They rejected him. And so the story says that when his disciples, verse 54, James and John saw this, when they saw that this Samaritan village rejected Jesus, they said, Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them, just like Elijah did? Now think about what James and John are saying. You know, this village said they don't want to believe in Jesus. And so James and John, two of the apostles, say, Lord, do you want us to call fire down from heaven and just consume this village, like Elijah did, you know, in the Old Testament? Jesus, it says, turned and rebuked them and said, you do not know what manner of spirit you are, for the Son of Man did not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. And so Jesus tells them, you've got it all wrong. That's not why I'm here. We're not here to destroy men's lives. We're here to save. And this attitude that you have is not the proper spirit. And I think we can all see that. But I want you to think about a couple of questions. Number one, Suppose this Samaritan village, you know, later they heard about James and John and what James and John wanted to do to them. They wanted to call fire down from heaven and destroy us all. How do you think the Samaritan village would feel about James and John? I think they would probably resent it, you know. You know, these are the guys who wanted to destroy us. They wanted to burn us up with fire. I'm sure they really resented the fact that James and John had that attitude. Suppose you lived back then and you were sent to that village and you brought them the message of Christianity. Jesus died and he was raised from the dead. And you said, you need to follow Christ. You need to follow the teachings of his apostles. And suppose that, you know, this village was really offended by James and John. How do you think they might have responded to that idea that you need to follow Jesus, you need to follow his apostles? I think they might have been, you know, so deeply offended that they would have said, I know about Christianity. I know what those people are like. I know how they want to just destroy everyone who's not doing what they say they should be doing. I mean, could you imagine that that's how they might respond? Because James and John, you know, that's what they had wanted to do. Now, here's the real question. What would you say to that village who is so deeply offended by James and John, they want to have nothing to do with Christianity? What would you say to them to help them deal with that, to help them work with that? What, anyone want to share? What would you say to them? Okay, that's not what Christ would want. I mean, it's true, James and John did do this, right? But that's not what Jesus wants, and that's not what Jesus would do. You know, I think this happens a lot, I think, in our world. We get distracted. And the thing that turns us off is not Jesus, it's what his followers, it's what James and John's among us maybe have said and done, and we weren't as thoughtful as we should have been. And the answer is, you know, we don't focus on his disciples. We don't focus on, you know, someone here in the auditorium with us this morning. We focus on Jesus. And that's what this time every week is all about. It's a time which God gives us to refocus on the cross. That's what this is about. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men to myself. And there's nothing, you know, offensive about that. It's the most beautiful story of love that there ever was. You know, and that's what this time is about. It's not time to think about, you know, how maybe someone here has hurt your feelings, or about how, you know, I wonder what that person is thinking the way they've come in this morning and what they're wearing or the way that they're acting or the way they ignored me. You know, that's not why we're here. We're here because of Jesus. And the Lord's Supper, you know, every week brings us back to the cross and what, you know, how much he loved us. And so let's remove all those other thoughts from our mind. And let's focus on Jesus. And if we really do that, you know, it's going to draw us closer to God. We're going to be drawn to him because of that beautiful love that he has for each and every one of us, willing to die on the cross. Daniel's going to lead us now in our prayers as we prepare to partake of the communion.
Bow with me, please.